Hi, everyone, and welcome to For the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive, and it is that time for another relevant and timely conversation with one of my very favorite industry leaders to cover the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer's or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. So jumping right in, I am thrilled to introduce Susan Plew. This is her first time joining me for this podcast, but she is an esteemed colleague and friend and VP of Operations for Dealer Sales and Solutions here at Cox Automotive, and I think you will quickly see that she's an expert on CDPs as well as all things automotive. And she and I were recently featured on a CBT News interview to talk about the buzzword that is here to stay, and that is CDPs. And we had such good feedback and several questions after the episode aired, so I've asked her to join me here today so that you could get a deeper dive into the many layers of CDPs, what they are, pros and cons, as well as look into how they are evolving. So this is an episode that I know every dealer listening is going to want to take a ton of notes during. So get out your pens and paper and notes app. And Susan, welcome to For the Road Forward.
Oh, Jade, thank you so much for having me. I've long been an admirer of this podcast. You've always done such a great job getting to the nitty-gritty of what we really need to know right now. So I'm excited to come on and talk about CDPs here with you.
Well, we're so glad to have you. So I want to start off with you giving our viewers and listeners a little baseline knowledge on the different types of CDPs, standalone versus native, and maybe just share a few pros and cons of each.
Yeah, so taking a really big step back, the goal in all marketing is to deliver the right message to the right consumer at the right time. And we have everyone strives to do this for years. And now with all of the great technology and AI available in the marketplace today, it's easier than ever to kind of reach that holy grail. And so CDPs are this new buzzword that came up a few years ago that talks about a consumer data platform. And really what it is the ability to put all of the information that you know about a consumer in one place so that you can be as efficient and accurate as possible in how you talk to that consumer. And so when we think about embedded CDPs versus standalone CDPs, a standalone CDP is a CDP that sits above all your applications and is that layer that really takes and puts all the consumers in one place with all the data behind those consumers in one place so that it can then be fed to different applications. And you can really make sure that you're saying the right thing to them at the right time. An embedded CDP, which we're going to talk a little bit more about later too, is embedded within the applications so that it is more in sync with your CRM, with your one-to-one marketing platform, so that you're not having an application that sits above everything and has to constantly communicate, but embedded allows it to really sync that consumer information in real time with all of the solutions. And that's it at a high level.
Yeah, love that. And as we start into the details here, I think it's important for us to call out and our listeners to be thinking as you go through all of these insights and, share all of the things that you know in this space with our listeners that, like with everything automotive, dealers have to start thinking about where and how they want to play in this area of audience activation, which is what it's really all about. It's managing the relationship and the personalization and the relevant content that they're providing to their customers, known and unknown, people they've done business with in the past and people that they haven't yet, through the entire purchase journey and ownership journey. And, I think it's one of the core differentiators across Cox Automotive. We have said forever that data is our superpower, but when you think about 8 out of 10 shoppers interacting with, our third-party sites and dealer sites and sites and tools that we syndicate to other parts of the automotive industry, OEM platforms, lender platforms, it's the richness of that data that sits in this underlying set of consumer profiles that start to build those really robust personalized experiences and give the ability for dealership staff to build the relevant relationships with their consumers as they move through the funnel, which is now a very self-guided funnel that the consumer can kind of start and stop and pick back up wherever they left off, regardless of where they are and what site they're on. So thank you for all of the great work that your teams have done to get us to this point. I know it's been really tough. Brian Pasch, you know, also an incredible industry brain and influencer and friend, said not too long ago that Cox was the pioneer or the grandfather of CDPs. And we knew exactly what he meant because it is embedded and native to every product and every advertising tool and everything that we do. So, Susan, can you give our listeners a few examples of how CDPs are impacting the consumer experience, especially when it comes to native CDPs like Cox Automotive?
Yeah, so I can talk to you about the importance that we have always given at Cox to personalizing the experience for the consumers. And so when we think about how we use our native CDP, we know what the consumer is doing and where they are on their journey. And we know this from the data you spoke of. We know this from what they're doing on dealer.com websites. We know what they're doing through the Xtime in the service station through our Xtime application. We know what they're shopping through our Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book sites. And so where we have embedded this, we have a one-to-one marketing activation that takes this and does marketing right to those consumers in the form of text messaging, direct mail, and emails. And what's even more, I think important is, yes, it is a great marketing activation tool. However, our native CDP is also embedded in our CRM and VIN solutions. And so what that looks like is, as you're working your the CRM and making sure you're having the relevant conversation as a salesperson with your consumer, right within VIN, we have a customer card that brings in data about that consumer. So as you're trying to make a deal, it's really important to know that your consumer is very loyal and services every single time at your dealership. And so as you're trying to make a deal with them for that new vehicle, you know that they're going to be with you for service. You know how to talk to them and about what's going on. And you know what they've been shopping because they might be ready to move up from, you know, say a smaller SUV to a larger SUV. And you can know that because of what they're shopping on Auto Trader without them having to tell you this. So as you're engaging with your consumer, as a VIN CRM sales specialist, you can have those really deep conversations and the consumer is going to feel like you understand them, like you're taking care of them, and that they don't have to remind you that, yes, this is the third car I bought here. Yes, I service. I want a good deal. And oh, yes, and repeat all of the things that they have been looking at. You can pick up right where they left off, have those relevant conversations, make the consumer really feel like you understand and are working for their needs. And so that's how I think about the embedded CDP that we have at Cox. It's not just to activate one-to-one, which we do a great job on, but it's also embedded within the workflows of our CRM to make sure that you are getting that right message, no matter whether you're mailing them something or talking to them on the phone.
Win, win, win for the consumer, the dealership, even the OEM, the ability to track, the ability to provide those really relevant conversations and to keep the consumer moving forward. So, Susan, let's go even deeper on Cox Automotive's approach to CDPs, native CDPs. And there are some big benefits. And as you know, not everyone knows what those are. So we'd love for you to share some of those benefits with everybody listening today.
Yeah, so I want to take one step back before we talk exactly about a native CDP. Regardless of whether you're talking about a native CDP or a standalone CDP, the CDP is only going to be as good as the data you put in it. And so especially important to our native CDP are the data points that we have exclusively in ours that are from all of those consumers that are shopping on Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book, on our dealer.com websites, as well as a lot of our applications. And so our embedded CDP with that really rich data is very, very important to how we think about serving the dealers and the consumers. And so as we think about where we're going and what we need to do with our native CDP. It's all about making sure that the data is where it needs to be. The benefits of doing it that way are that you're not having to have a yet another system to log into and to train your dealership staff on and to make sure is in sync with everything, all the applications. So it should be easier for the dealership staff because they don't need to do anything with an embedded CDP. It's already there. It's already running in the background. Also, when you think about compliance and making sure that we are following all of the regulatory needs for privacy, making sure that it's already embedded in one place also makes sure that we're adhering to all of those privacy laws and opt-ins and opt-out requests as well.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest pieces of feedback that I've heard from some of the groups that were on the very front end and cutting edge of building their own CDPs, but they're realizing it's expensive and it is challenging to keep that data refreshed and up to date. And that's one of the things that Cox, you know, buys, sells, partners, and updates our data across DMV records, service records, you know, consumer and dealership records in near real time based on the trillions of vehicle signals and consumer signals that we see every single year. And so, as you said, only as good as the data in it, which also is what powers AI and automation when it comes to benefits for dealers and consumers for personalized advertising and marketing and sales and service experiences. So, Susan, I think everyone's ears perked up on the CBT News episode when you shared a little on what is next for Cox Automotive. What's next in our industry? What is on the road forward for really anyone in our industry that is thinking about this CDP or unified consumer profile space? So I would love for you to share with our viewers, what does Cox have planned for the future when it comes to CDPs? What is next?
Yeah, so we're continuing to innovate and invest here. We know how important it is to make sure that we can do exactly what you're saying, provide the most detailed, clear picture of the consumer and where they are on the their buying or ownership journey. We also have that the VIN data, which I'm glad you bring up. And so how do we combine that together to let our dealers really create that first-class buying experience for their consumers and be effective and efficient in marketing? We all know now that marketing is really expensive. And so, you know, making sure that you are not delivering a message about update your warranty for the Volvo that you sold 3 years ago, let's save you that money and let's be as effective as possible. We've all gotten those mailers in the in our mailbox. And so what we're doing going forward is continuing to innovate here and making sure that we have a unified view of the consumer across all of the things that we do at Cox, and that we're enriching that consumer view with deep insights that we can make actionable for you very easily, leveraging AI, leveraging processes in our VIN CRM, marketing to them through our AMP product. And we're very excited about all of the innovation happening that we can bring into to really help us get that right message to the right consumer at the right time.
Yeah, and I love that you tied AI in there because, you know, Cox has not only been the leader in this CDP space for how we use that rich consumer data to activate audiences, but we have been using AI for decade plus across so many of our tools and products and Manheim lanes. And, you know, we've taken AI and started to piece it into four buckets. And I think when you think about the crossroads of AI and CDP, it's kind of the same. Like, you're looking for insights, recommendations, predictions, and automation. And so it's how those things play together. Insights, what just happened? Recommendations, what should I do about it? Predictions, what's going to happen next? And then automation is do it for me. And that's how you and your teams are building all of these rich service layers that then power all of our consumer experiences and marketing experiences. And it's just huge in the efficiencies that it's driving for the dealer and the OEM, and then the satisfaction that is driving for our customers and our shoppers. So, Susan, one last question as we wrap up here. We all know that sometimes buzzwords come and go, but CDPs have evolved into something just far more than a buzzword for our industry. And so for everyone watching or listening, can you share the top thing to consider or what action they should take when it comes to working towards that unified single view of the consumer that CDPs provide?
The one thing that I would take away is what is going to allow you and your dealership to do this as easily as possible. And so we at Cox strive to make sure that we are letting you be as actionable as possible without having to log into too many systems, without having to put together the insights along with the recommendations and the predictions for you to decide. We want to make it as easy as possible for you to talk to your consumer wherever they are in the process with the right message. And the key important part is AI and CDPs are only as good as the data you put in it. And we are leveraging all of our ecosystem at Cox Automotive to make sure we have the richest and most detailed set of data to help us have the smartest AI and most well-informed CDP to really drive home that connection.
Yeah. I love it. Seamless, streamlined, and connected. And you're going to hear me and Noah and some of our folks starting to talk about it. It's an RPM tool. It's a relationship personalization management tool, the way you and your teams have built everything to power off of this real-time consumer data. So, Susan, I want to thank you for joining me today. It is conversations like this that are important when it comes to educating and sharing insights and mapping out actions to take both now and in the future for our dealers and our OEMs to meet the needs and expectations of today's customer and to deliver that experience that we know that they're after while helping to improve efficiency and, most importantly, profitability. So thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed it.
And I think that wraps us up. So again, Susan, thank you. And a huge thank you to all of you for watching or listening to For the Road Forward, whether you are listening on your favorite streaming platform such as Spotify or Apple or watching on our Auto Trader homepage. We are glad that you are here. And if you want to be a subscriber, well, you will be the first to hear when new episodes like this release, as well as receive subscriber-only bonuses throughout the year. Join us at b2b.autotrader.com/fortheroadforward. And we will also be sure that we link our CVT News episode that shared much more on the hot topic of CDPs. So be sure to subscribe and check it out. As always, I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, For the Road Forward. And be sure to tune in next time as we'll continue the open conversations with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what they are currently seeing, doing, and forecasting is coming next on the road ahead for all of us in the automotive industry. And as always, we are cutting through the noise to drive real results for you.